It's up here, guys. Just to let you know.
Chuck says, under the official Chuck, we got 1 minute.
Room's okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
There's the hour.
That's why you're strong, though, when you don't want. When
you are hanging in here a little bit late tonight.
I'd be reluctant to leave the air conditioner, also. To get your outdoors.
Oh, the salesman is not there. I guess we'll start with that, Mary.
Yep.
Is Mary running behind you? There he is. Okay.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to the June 15th regularly scheduled town council meeting for Curry Beach. And Ken, if you would like to leave us an invocation. Everybody that doesn't know Ken Gallet from the Whispering Pines Baptist Church. He's been on the island or around here for a pretty good while. So if you'd like to leave us an invocation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, just for the opportunity to be here tonight. I think the passage of scriptures that says, part of man devises his ways, but the Lord directs his path. I ask, Lord, you direct these men as they make decisions, as they decide different things, as they plan, as they pursue what would be right and righteous. Thank you for the things you do for us in your sweet and precious name. Amen.
Amen. If y'all remain standing and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I don't think we have... Paul, would you like to come under presentations to council, or would you like to wait to the department head?
Either one.
If you want to go ahead and do it now, you'd be fine if you need to. Are you working tonight?
I am.
Okay, if you want to get that out of the way.
Yeah, Dennis just wanted me to come and request, we'd like to add additional stop signs at the northbound and southbound lanes of South 6th Avenue, the intersection of J Avenue. We're requesting that for safety because of the vehicle traffic and the vegetation in the area.
Any discussion?
Yes, I do. Apparently, I've been getting this from a lot of different people. There are quite a few number of, not only stop signs, but all other types of signs going off very recently in the around the town. I don't know, I haven't gone out and cruised around and saw what, you know, it's supposed to be. But one of the standards that we were trying to get established was for the Palliser to hold the sign, at least. You know, we can start with that, whatever. A lot of them are simply 4x4s that we have now around the town with you know, just painted white.
Yes.
And what we're kind of hoping to get would be something similar to this. Can you turn around there? But that's something we'd have to work out with Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not here.
Okay.
But I don't care, you know, if you put him up,
yes,
you know, I'm all for it. But I think what we're trying to get here and with P&Z and some of the other signage and stuff that we're trying to get taken care of, I think we ought to start with trying to at least see what it would cost to start using these as balusters instead of the regular.
I haven't talked to Dennis about this, but from our perspective, I don't know that it would make a difference. The only thing we're concerned with the stop signs is that the DOT has regulations in terms of the size and shape and distance from the road and the height and those types of things, and that's really our concern. I mean, how you
right. This would only change the thing that it sits on, so I can't imagine it being...
I'm not aware of any DOT regulations that say it has to sit on a 2x2 or 4x4. Mm-hmm. It just has to be a prescribed shape, size, and you know, so far off the ground, so far off the street.
You mean the actual sign?
The actual sign, yeah. Yes, sir. That's why. If you see some of the like wooden signs that you see in some places, those actually aren't official stop signs. The official stop signs have the aluminum octagon, approximately 2.5 by 2.5.
I personally, I just think that something like that, if we use that as a baluster to put these signs on, would enhance our old town quite a bit.
So your recommendation, Commissioner Nelder, is to have the 4x4 posts, which is what the police department and public works using now, pickled with the same.
Oh, yes, that would be sweet.
Okay. Paul, y'all want to paint the white stripe at the... where the stop sign goes across the street, or is that part of what's over?
I don't know, sir.
I know some places we have it, some places we don't.
Yeah, the stop bar.
Yeah.
And I think there's some places where a stop bar is required and some places where a stop bar isn't required.
Okay.
I really don't know if that was in the plans or not.
I just do want to say that I don't want this to interfere at all, you know, placing the signs where they need to be and that kind of thing.
I would imagine this would effectively make that a four-way stop, and I would imagine we would do it in the north-south lane, whatever was done on the east-west lane.
Okay, so what's your recommendation to council? Or do you have
so there's already a stop sign on J?
There, I believe there's stop signs east and west, yes, sir. It's not an uncontrolled intersection. The problem is it's a divided, so we've got traffic going along.
Gotcha.
The good news is that we've got more and more people that are actually using these auxiliary parking areas. So before it had been a problem, it's becoming a problem.
My recommendation would be, Barry,
yes, sir.
If Public Works has already got the post to use it, but they don't have, then let's go ahead and pick it.
Yes.
Jim, sir. Can you ask Sonny about that?
I'm not sure. I think Candace
had. Do we have a price?
I think we came up with a price for those, actually. I would check with Ken and Candace.
Candace, it's right there. Do you happen to remember Candace?
Tommy has it in his folder.
I didn't bring my folder, but.
What is the ballpark?
I think it was. $250 or $350. It was very expensive. Plus, we really didn't settle on that because we were going to go out for other bids for the whole sign, sign picture. So,
don't you think this would be an appropriate time to start doing some of that instead of sitting up here and having to go back and redo them? Let's do this once.
But the thing is, what we.
Or I'm sorry.
Barry. Chuck, we're going to start to do some kind of a sign with chairperson so we could get
either
way.
Yes, sir.
And to get some kind of a, you know, an item on the books.
I think we already adopted that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but we haven't.
That's on prices. The books.
I mean, to get one price is not fair.
Can
no, that may be. That very well may be true, Tony.
The prices were worst case scenario, and they included a little, I don't know, a thingy at the bottom, which didn't have to be there for every sign in town.
Well, we needed an economical price, I'm sure.
Well, I agree, Barry. Economical or not, we need a number.
Yep. Oh, I'm not disputing that at all, Jim. I just said we need to keep it.
He's agreeing.
I think from our perspective, what we're concerned about right now is just getting those signs up as quickly as possible. And there may even be existing stock in Public Works.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean,
they could do on a temporary
rather
basis.
Than buy,
right. And then come back and right. But and this is an issue we had been kind of sitting on our hands on. So I think it's about time that we.
Well, we're getting ready to adopt a budget tonight.
There we go.
Thanks. Any questions for Paul? Is everybody in agreement that it's okay to put signs up?
I'd like to make a motion that we authorize the chief of police to amend the list of stop sign locations in town to include the two locations recommended by Officer Hubbard, and that we request, in line with Mr. Nelder's suggestion, that if the pickled posts, the decorative posts are available, that we use those for the installation of the signs. If they're not available, we use the standard post. That's the motion.
Do you get a second?
Second.
All in favor, see that I say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Paul. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
And persons to address council, and I don't have the sheet. I know Phyllis, you're one.
Actually, Gilbert.
Gilbert's here on the list. He's not here.
He's on our list. Okay, we'll go with Phyllis.
Phyllis, would you like to step up? Give your name and address.
Phyllis Moses, 811 Largo Way, Cary Beach. I'm here representing the Beach Protection Committee. We have a recommendation for council's approval on the new ordinance that prohibits the operation of any wheel vehicle propelled by wind through the use of a kite-sail or similar device. A copy of the June 2nd Star News was given to everyone, I believe, and I hope you had a chance to read that. Points out the safety issues involved, and the proposed ordinance written by our town attorney is very similar to the one that Riceville Beach has in effect now. So we recommend that you approve that ordinance. Also, our committee is very concerned about the oil spill, and we take a proactive approach. We've asked John Batson to keep us informed of any meetings that are going on or anything to date that we are included in these meetings so that we can kind of keep aware of things just in case. We're taking a proactive approach. Also, we're moving ahead with developing TV spots on the Charter Channel 3, focusing on beach regulations and beach safety information. And the red spots, whenever they have time and space available, screening on the bottom, scrolling on the bottom. And that's a free public service that they're doing for us. And Mr. Watkins and Mr. Stevens are obliging us by putting the speech safety announcements on the television. And we would hope that you would back us in doing that also. Questions?
Was there a cost for the TV spots, did you say, for them?
No cost, free of cost.
Any questions for Phyllis?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Phyllis. Okay, the approval of the consent agenda. Did everybody have any problems finding?
Wait a minute. Oh, no, I didn't have anything on the consent agenda.
Okay. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved. Did you want to add something to the agenda?
No. You're for the consent, weren't you, Jim?
Yeah, because you said it.
Yeah.
So we're
adopting the consent agenda.
Approving the consent. Okay. Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Adoption of the agenda. Does anyone have anything to add?
Yes.
Or subtract? I have one item to add under new business, item 10. Will be a request from a citizen to use to buy one of these posts and have his address put on. He wants to put it in his front yard. So that'll be item number 10. I have a note from you. And we tried to find, we thought we had a form that a citizen would fill out, but we haven't found any such form, so he's written us a hand letter.
If it would help to further that happening, is there any regulation or anything that P&Z or John could do to maybe get the word out that that was something that was available and would be looked kindly upon if groups or individual homeowners or something would do
that? Well, there is a regulation that the houses be numbered. John's not supposed to give them a
superior. Yeah, we've got a safety regulation that the number has to be visible from the street, and
Nancy could put it on.
The main reason he's asking about that is because it's using the town seal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the numbers are the right size, and
that'd be a sweet
there's a
number,
lot of places that have a lot smaller numbers than that, hidden behind a bush or something too. So, if just for police and fire purposes, if that was out in the yard somewhere, that'd be
boy, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Easy to see at night, too.
I'm all for driving all over town and seeing something like that.
There you go.
Jim, I'm not sure, but I think that paint, the white paint in there, could be treated with sparkle stuff.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily.
Okay, we'll move on to that when we get to that item, guys.
Did you want to add something to the agenda?
I was just going to move the discussion of kite budget, the kite buggy ordinance up from number 7, but that will be fine, I guess. I was trying to help Ms. Phillips get taken care of.
Perry, if it's as important enough for us to adopt it, it's important enough for Phyllis to sit here and wait.
And she has plenty of time on her hands, as witnessed by the sign she put in the churchyard, okay?
Mayor, I've got two items.
Yes, sir.
And my items are a gift to two other people. One, if you could give us, everybody, an update on the new staff and staff that we've gotten, I think that would be greatly appreciated. And the other one is just an update on our email thing, pretty much what you said earlier, the request for information.
Okay. I want to check
under, we already got that under the former new finance thing.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the new business.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you.
But I have the email.
That's it.
700. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to put the?
New staff, probably two. New business.
Number 11.
No, I mean the email.
Email?
Number 11 under new business, or is it?
Well, since Chuck's going to be talking about it, we can do it.
Include it?
Part of 5.
Okay. That'd be good. Yes, Gary.
And getting back to the signs and all this other kind of stuff, I don't know whether Chuck and I should add another thing there about another addition to this agenda, but we need to go ahead and get started on putting together a committee for all of the different signs, members of all the various committees, so that we can have the input from each one of them that you know, we have a lot of different committees that have a lot of different say in different signs, so I think we need to start getting it somewhat coordinated.
Well, how do you want to word this, Barry? Well, where do you want to put it?
I'm not sure.
Why don't we just do this, Barry? Make it number 11 and just say appoint an ad hoc committee to discuss uniform signage throughout the town.
Works for me.
Okay.
You got it, Gene.
And we can just, when we get to that, we can decide who's going to be on it. A representative from which committees?
All right, anything else? Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Agenda is adopted. Department head items. John, you have a presentation?
Not so much a presentation. Let y'all know what's going on here in the next couple of months. I think most of you are aware, I've got an intern that's working with me this summer for 180 hours. And he is actually a student at ECU, and he's majoring in physical geography. He came to Barry and I because this was a requirement of his to graduate from ECU with that degree. And the main purpose he came was to see how we did our beef and nourishment measurements and how we calculated that data and helped the Army Corps engineer out that. So, in an effort to help him and also to learn more about our beach, we've started to put together sort of a comprehensive plan and plan of action to perform a more complex set of beach renourishment measurements on a bi-weekly basis. And so throughout the next couple of months, you'll see us out there on the beach at least twice a week taking different measurements using the points that were provided by the Army Corps of Engineers and also some other points. And what we're trying to figure out is what we're trying to provide is a more comprehensive report showing us what's going on with the sand, where it's moving to, where it's coming from, and then also just give us an overall view of what's going on with our beach. And hopefully at the August meeting, we should have a pretty good presentation put together for y'all that shows what we found. If it turns out to be a pretty good study, I'm going to try to be doing it throughout the year rather than just this one go-around. But something I just want to let y'all know that was going on. And feel free to ask any questions.
Are you going to have a photo? You going to take pictures too, John, or just measurements and log them?
There will be pictures, but the primary thing I'm looking for is measurements and logging. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions of John? Thanks, John.
One other
question.
Were you going to submit this to anybody at Army Corps of Engineers or Cameron?
Yes, sir. At the end of August, I was planning on submitting this to our representative from the Army Corps, Bob Kaiser.
Is he aware that you're doing this study?
Yes, sir. I haven't apprised him of what we're doing.
Okay.
Well, the measurements are part of the contract, but then...
The measurements are part of the contract, but we're only required to do that twice a year. And what we're doing here is far exceeds the requirements.
Right.
This came about, I asked John, I told him I thought it would be a great idea if he could track, since the Army Corps of Engineers experts said that if they put place the sand where they wanted to place it, that would do the most effective beach re-nourishment plan they could come up with. And actually, we've never had an ongoing survey of actually how that sand moves from one end of the beach to the other. So, thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
First item under old business, discussion and consideration of Town Hall printer contract. I think Chuck's aware, I'm sure most of the guys up here are aware, when I first started signing the checks, one of the first checks I signed was for $540.90 for the printer we had in Town Hall. When Ms. Fraley checked into the contract that we had with Kyoko, it was part of the contract stipulations from their company that that should have been brought before the town, and we had to have a resolution to sign the contract obligation with Kyoko. At the end of the lease period, that printer will cost the town $32,454. This was never brought to town council in any records we could find. And what I'm asking for tonight is, would y'all like the Mayor Pro Tem to find any outside bids for a similar printer before he asks Kyoko, to sit down and negotiate them with a better price, since this never came before council for our permission? Yes, Barry.
I agree, but I wanted to know what sort of implication we have with any of this contract as to the town. And I didn't know whether Andy had a chance to review it or not.
Andy has read their contract, and Andy, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I searched the records a little bit myself, and I couldn't find anywhere where council has authorized this action. And this contract really should have been put out for bids. I don't think it was. This was signed 10 months ago by Ms. James. So technically it's a void contract with the town, but I think it's probably something that could be negotiated if we met before.
Well, just as a recommendation, whichever way we go, whether it's this machine or a new machine, I would hope that the people that are at Town Hall, that know what that machine's capable of and know what they actually use it for would be consulted so that we end up with something that's as reasonable cost but as usable as we can.
The oddest thing that I found with it so far, Jim, is it has the ability, you know, to use both sides of a single sheet. And until last month, that's the first time that had been done. I mean,
Does it print in part?
Does everything. It'll change a baby's diaper for what it costs.
But it sucks. I make the motion that we delegate the Mayor Pro Tem and Commissioner Dugan to work with town staff. You wanted to make sure that the town staff was consulted.
So open mouth.
That they solicit alternative proposals. And that if they find such, that they bring back a recommendation to council at our July meeting.
Second that motion.
Thank you for signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
It's going to get real quiet down there. Good, it worked.
Number two under old business is the Dow Road signage. It was abundantly clear to Commissioner Nelder and myself when we attended the Carolina Beach Town Council meeting that the residents of Curie Beach did not want to overtax what we have as our private little road to go in and out of Curie Beach on Dow Road. The town manager, Tim Owens of Carolina Beach, has promised a mock-up of any signage that they would like the state to put up and present it to us before anything is done. So I will keep touching base with Tim and make sure before anything is done that we're aware of what's going on.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I understand this correctly, though, that that DOT won't do anything until both towns
right.
have approved it. And in the letter that you sent to DOT subsequent to our last meeting, I think you asked them for a traffic study, what they saw was the potential impact.
There are way too many loose ends to just start putting signs up there. And until they come back with some, you know, answers from DOT, Carolina Beach, what their wish list is, and we're not prepared to move ahead with any approval. Yeah.
I want to personally thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Disc golf, item number three, any discussion under that, folks? Item number three is a disc golf course. Unfortunately, Sunny Point did not see fit to let us extend our lease area another 250 feet. We're working with Sonny Beaker. He is going to consolidate the public works shop and storage areas in the leased area into one corner. And we have two different gentlemen working on the design. We hope we'll have a design for the golf course, disc golf course, in the next 2 weeks. It will go through Parks and Recs, and then we'll present it to council. The deer population, item number four. Sunny Point has hired their wildlife expert. He is studying the deer population behind us, and will be presenting Curie Beach Town Council with his recommendations and how they intend to proceed with trying to get the deer population under control. And that was all the updates I had.
Did you ask everybody to document?
Yeah, Nancy's still getting those, and she sent it out on the listserv and the town website and everything to please keep letting us know about the deer population, any problems. Saturday, one gentleman brought a picture in. He brought me a picture of 13 deers in his backyard, and he brought 5 deer ticks in under tape. So, anyway, that he had pulled off himself that day in his yard.
Did
Can you want off the deer ticks?
No, thank you.
He'll probably give you 5 a day.
Okay.
did he give you a timeline, Dean, when...
Tim, no, he did not. He said that they were going to get back to us as soon as they had something.
Did he say anything about any solutions to the oil population?
The other population, he said that part of their approach would be control burns to get rid of the undergrowth and the deer tick that are in the undergrowth. And I did not question to the point of them culling any of the deer. I don't think there's any way that they would ever poison any of them.
Well, having dealt with them before on the burns, as bad as they want to do burns, don't take it to the bank. There's been a lot of times when weather has stopped, wind direction has stopped. Yeah. So they are intending on doing it, but there's so many
when
factors.
They get a chance.
Yeah.
They have stepped up their security patrols
yes,
over there.
Yes, they definitely have.
Yes, I saw a couple of guys on four-wheelers the other day.
All right. First item under new business. First item under new business. Board, commission, committee, vacancy, appointments, and resignations. A is the resignation of Mary Van. Mary was in charge of the children's corner at the street festivals and has done a super job, and she is looking for a volunteer. She's going to stay on as a helper, but she wants to turn the chairmanship of the children's corner over to someone else, so we'll be looking for a committee volunteer for that. And we have the resignation of Pat Schlecka from the Curie Beach Community Center Committee. Are you advertising for both these positions yet, Nancy?
I was waiting for you all to vote.
Okay. I recommend that we advertise for these two positions.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the resignations and direct the clerk to advertise and ask the committees to follow through with the new committee procedures in terms of the interviews and making recommendations for the council.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
And maybe you could just write a letter. Maybe you've already started doing this to them, thanking them for their service to the town.
Yeah, they'll get an official letter. And we went from item number one to item number five.
Boy, you got an awful lot of quick.
Our raise is number two.
Typo, eh?
Well, you know what? I think it's something to do with the formatting.
Computer problem, right?
Formatting.
Okay, anyway, item number five. Appointment of the new finance officer and email request. Mayor Pro Tem Peter.
And staff. The last link in the reorganization is complete. We have filled the finance budget officer position. The town council offered the finance budget officer position to Arlen Copenhaver and accepted. Arlen lives in Curie Beach Village with his wife and 10-year-old daughter, and he is not with us tonight because he's in Disney World. Can you hear me, Dave? He will start on the 28th. Arlen comes to us from a top 100 company, TIAA, CREF, that's C-R-E-F. And TIAA CREF, is, as Arlen says, is the largest company that you have never heard of. Just a little over $400 billion company. It's the America's largest private retirement system and management retirement savings on behalf of 3.7 million Americans in the academic, research, and medical and cultural fields. He was the number two person in the internal audit division of that company, supervising 45 people. And he is a CPA.
In Pennsylvania.
What?
In Pennsylvania.
Well, he's transferred. He just all has to do is transfer to North Carolina. So the question is, how did we get him? Because obviously he's very qualified. Arlen lived near New York Shore and commuted 2 hours to New York City while working for that TIAA project. He then transferred to the Charlotte office and found that that was too far from the shore, or as we call it, I guess, the beach. And so he moved to Curie Beach. And he lives in Sloop Point, Curie Beach Village. So he took an early out package from TIAA and moved to Curie Beach. And since his experience has been going into companies and recommending improvements to their accounting and budgeting systems, he is looking forward to the challenge of working with Curie Beach Finance Department. Now, as to the staffing that Jim asked about. On January 9th, during our council retreat, the town attorney told us that the mayor, council, administrator, form of government had been changed from the previous council, by the previous council, to a mayor, council, form of government. So before our first council meeting in January, we were left with a town hall that was without a manager, without a budget officer, without a personnel officer, without a go-to person by council or department heads or residents. The previous administrator, foreseeing this problem, recommended in her departing letter that we should hire an office manager and a director of finance. So we've done that, but not in the way she envisioned it. We did not add an office manager to replace the administrator. Instead, we added the office manager's responsibility to the town clerk's job. The $60,000 salary and 6,000 car allowance, or $66,000 paid to the previous administrator, and the $32,500 salary paid to the town clerk will now be covered by one person, Nancy Avery, with a salary of $55,000, which is a total savings to the taxpayer of $43,500, while still providing the same and hopefully better service. Don't tell Nancy she probably want to raise it. The same thing has happened in the finance department. Aaron and Jennifer's combined salary of $62,000 is being replaced by one person, Arlen, at $48,000. So we saved another $14,000 of the taxpayers' money while strengthening the capabilities of the finance department. So this council had to make some tough choices, but I, for one, am very happy with the results. As to the email.
And Mandy still is, Mandy and Pat.
We want to hope so. Okay. Of course, Mandy remains in the finance department. Pat remains in the finance department. Nancy, of course, will go back Monday. Nancy Avery will be here Monday. Nancy will go back to customer service and benefits. Did we miss anybody?
Just the temp for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah. The temp will be gone on Friday.
That's all I can think.
As far as emails are concerned, we've had 7 requests from newspapers and people in Kiri Beach asking for copies of all of our emails, home and here, regarding everything, regarding Casey, Jennifer, Michelle James, Severns, everything they can possibly think of. We've had an IT guy going through all the computers, and we've all turned in our emails. I've been working on this for several weeks. It's going to be another couple of weeks because Steve is now on vacation, because we've had a couple more just come in this week. So sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully we can get all those emails and all the information out to all these people, newspapers and individuals. That's where we are.
Any questions? Yes, Debbie.
How many people requested these emails?
Well, there's 6 requests. So, like 3 of them are from Star News, 2 or 3 from, 2 I think from Willard, and then there's other individuals from town.
In what format are you providing this?
We are providing or they're providing?
What format are you, the council providing to those people?
We're giving those copies of any emails or any information that we have.
Physical copies?
So contracts and separation papers or anything they've asked for.
Physical copies?
Yes.
And who's paying for the copies?
They have to pay for it.
They pay for the copy, but they don't pay for the time it's taken to do it.
That's
what we have to pay for.
The way the law reads, it says that they have to pay reasonable costs.
Can we charge them something?
And who sets that reasonable cost?
I think
that. Who sets that reasonable cost?
Apparently, Coeco.
The judge. The judge, I guess, if anybody would consider it not a reasonable cost, they'd have to do something.
It's so much a copy for each page, and then after that.
Both sides, right?
Yeah, finally. And then.
And it's all information that is public record and available to all of us.
Nobody else, please ask.
Well, here's what I'd like.
Well, I'm surprised that you can't provide it in electronic format, save all that paper and.
Just getting it all put together as each one, answering each one of them correctly, just I wouldn't even attempt to try to find them electronically and pass them out. So what we're doing is making copies. But some of it is in paper form. And it's not all on, not all emails. A lot of it is.
Just scan it.
Well, it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them 10 cents a sheet, and so it'll be paid for as far as our cost is concerned. The problem is the time it takes to, that we're paying to have to go through all these computers. But the cost won't cost the town. Giving them the paper form is not going to cost the town.
It's nothing that we haven't done before, David.
I wonder if it would be practical, following up a little on what Debbie said, to scan everything that we've given them and post it on the town website so that all the citizens of Curie Beach can see what they've asked for and what they've been given, and they can read all of this themselves.
Do you know how loud the snoring would be?
And make their own copies.
And I don't know if it's technically feasible, but what I'd like, I mean, since we're providing this to the newspapers and whoever else has asked for, if anybody from the town, any citizen in the town is curious about what all the hoopla is about, if we could figure out a way to just scan all this stuff and have a place, you know, you go to the website and say, if you want to read these documents, click this link.
That would be easy for right now for me, instead of trying to divide up according to the request. If you just throw it all in one pile, everybody can have it.
Let them pick out what they want.
Well, I like the paper copies because I had to sign when he picked it up, Debbie, so we have their signature on file that they didn't receive the information they requested.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Or give them a password they have to log on with.
Okay. Any more discussion, Council?
Thank you.
Chuck, I think you've done an outstanding job, and he's been burning the midnight oil up here trying to get all this stuff together. He only had two major meltdowns, but he's doing fine. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Do we have to appoint a new finance man or not?
Mm-hmm. Make a motion.
Is that me ready to move that out of your double chair, buddy?
I'd drive down to Disney World and bring them back today if I thought he'd come.
I'll let you make the motion.
He made an offer. He accepted it. I make a motion that which.
Appoint
his offer. What is it?
We're going to appoint him to finance.
I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Arlen Schopenhager as the budget and finance officer.
Effective June 28th?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Well, he's your man. Look forward to working with him.
Did we ever officially do that with Nancy Avery? Same time?
I don't know whether we did or not.
That would have probably been. Would that have been at the May meeting? Because I don't think you all did.
I don't think we ever actually.
I thought we did.
You did approve.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Was it in March or April?
Sure.
Okay. I think we were sitting down there at the tables when we did.
Because the first time around, I think we swore into the council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does she have to be sworn in at a council meeting, or can she be
sworn in front of office?
No,
we're good.
She can start working under. Under.
Yeah, and I can swear in just like
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Item number.
I'm sure you want.
Item number six under the new business is amending the March 16th regular council meeting minutes. It just came to our attention through one of the requests. Reading through the March 16th minutes, that there was a mistake made. By Ms. Prairie when she transferred the council minute meetings from tape to written form. And in the March 16th meeting under item number 5, the discussion pertained to mayor, council, form of government. And I'll just read the sentence that we need to amend. Is what I did, this is Mr. Fuller talking, was I went back to the job description for town clerk and finance officer that had existed prior to. The right word would have been hiring the town administrator, Unfortunately, Ms. Crowley put in the word firing. All the council, the town attorney, and the acting town clerk have listened to the tape, so I would like to make a motion to amend it to hiring.
To reflect.
To reflect, yeah, the word change. So I have a...
So moved.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 7, this is for Phyllis and Barry. They're going to go kite bugging or something here.
No, we're trying to avoid that.
Okay. Mr. Nelder?
I don't know how many... I hope all of you had some of the other pictures and a copy of the ordinance that Wrightsville Beach adopted when this first became an issue. Recently this year, we had another issue about merchants wanting to go up and down our beach strand with vehicles, gas-powered vehicles, I think. This is really an air-powered vehicle, which is not regulated by most anything in the state. I don't know that they need any sort of a license or anything else, but I could just imagine some of those kite buggies going down and going ka-thump, ka-thump over all of our wonderful tourists. And rather than being reacting, I would rather prefer to be proactive, like the town of Wrightsville Beach so decided to do, and adopt our own kite buggy ordinance, as and Mr. Canutis has been so kind as to draw up for us.
I make a motion to accept that ordinance.
Second.
To adopt that one.
Second.
Would you like me to read the ordinance as Mr. Canutis has drawn it up first?
Please.
And before we all adopt it, section 10-104-1, kite buggy prohibition or prohibited, it shall be unlawful for any person to operate any wheeled vehicle propelled by wind through the use of a kite, sail, or similar device. This ordinance is adopted in the interest of public health, safety, and general welfare for the inhabitants of the town of Cary Beach, North Carolina, and shall be in full force and effect from and after its adoption. Adopted this day, and it would be today's day. Now, you have a second?
We did.
Yeah.
Very second. I have a question. Who enforces this, and what happens if somebody in violation of this ordinance rides down the beach in one of these critters?
Police department.
Does the ordinance have to address that, or do we have to? And so, do we have to amend our list of civil citations to include that?
No.
So it's just
because I have a general civil citation.
Barry, did you have a question?
Yes, sir. What about the fine associated with this?
It's covered. That's in the civil citation.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Ms. Clerk, if you'll prepare there for the signature. Item number 8, adoption of the budget for fiscal year 2010-2011. Commissioner Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Earlier this evening, we held a public hearing on the proposed draft budget. There have been some changes from the draft that was posted on the town website. We had a town council work session last Thursday to review the numbers and make some final adjustments. And then this evening we did some additional adjusting at the request of some of the council members. So we have a draft budget ordinance. Can I just read the totals?
Sure.
In the general fund, we have total expenditures of $2,891,452. And we have a revenues of $2,891,452. So the general fund is balanced. There will be no tax increase this year.
We were able to balance the budget by transferring a portion of the reserve fund, about $213,000 of our reserve fund. And we felt that using the reserve fund was justified because right now the reserve fund is somewhere between 40 and 45% of the town's operating budget. So we exceed the statutory requirement of 8% reserves by about a factor of five. So rather than raise taxes, we thought we could justifiably draw down that surplus sum. In the Powell Fund, we have expenses of $55,800 and revenues of $55,800. The Powell Fund of revenues that we receive from the state that they collect from you as part of the gasoline tax, we receive that money for Sunny to use to maintain the streets in town. The Stormwater Committee, the Stormwater Fund, I'm sorry, we have expenditures budgeted at $138,145. And revenues consisting primarily of stormwater monthly fees and stormwater building impact fees of $138,145. So that fund is balanced. In the Water and Sewer Fund, we have expenses of $1,436,147, and we have revenues of $1,436,147. The total for all funds, and this may be off slightly because we did the last minute changes tonight, and I didn't go back and adjust the main spreadsheet, but we're in the neighborhood of $4.5 to $4.6 million for both funds. And again, it is balanced without a tax increase. So the taxes remain at 0.135 per hundred. No change in town fees and charges. In the salaries and pay plan, the council decided this year to grant an across-the-board 3% performance increase for all the town employees. The town employees got absolutely no increase last year. And this year, all they're getting is the 3%, and that is on a merit basis. Our pay policy provides for the possibility of a cost of living adjustment and for merit increases. And this year, since the CPI was basically flat, there was no justification for a cost of living. The budget does include a mortgage payment of $114,906 for the Oceanfront Park. And we should probably do an update on that sometime because we are making progress on that park. The contracts have been let for design the stormwater system and all of that is being paid for out of grant money. So, but anyway, gentlemen, that's the budget. And with your permission, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the budget as amended.
Before we make the motion, I would like to recommend Commissioner Fuller and the Citizens Advisory Budget Advisory Committee actually found a couple mistakes in the budget as they were going through it. They did an excellent job. I'd also like to recommend Commissioner Fuller and the fact that this budget reflects all of the payments that the townhouse due. And all revenue streams identified in this budget are true and real revenue streams. But thank you, Tim. I appreciate the job you've done.
Well, let me just say, first of all, that the finance staff of the town deserves a lot of credit. They're the ones who do all the real number crunching. And don't brag on this budget too much. Every budget is a working document, and it is it's not a static thing, it's a dynamic thing. And I'm sure that as we go through it and as we work our way through the budget year, that we're going to find things that we either didn't do right or overlooked, but we'll fix them as we go. But I think overall it is a conservative budget that maintains the level of services for the town, and again without a tax increase, which we really dodged the bullet this year, folks, considering what everybody else is going through.
And also with discussions with the Water and Sewer Fund, there should not be at this time any increases in your Water Sewer Fund cost either. We're very lucky there. Yes, Mr. Nelder.
I just want to thank Tim and all the people working with him and everyone else that's involved in this for the wonderful job of us not having to pay taxes.
Oh, no.
A tax increase, let me say that, because we do have to pay taxes, it's just we don't have an increase this year.
Thank you, Barry.
For 3 years in a row, I think it is.
Well, there's actually sort of a roundabout tax increase last year.
Yeah, but we could write off. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah.
I thought you
I
said
didn't get the motion out of my mouth before you said
okay. You interrupted.
So I make a motion that we adopt the budget.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Canutis, you're up.
All right. The next item is the Code of Ethics of the Town Board of Commissioners of the Town of Cary Beach, North Carolina. The legislature of North Carolina, in its infinite wisdom, decided that all boards and town councils and what have you of North Carolina need to have a Code of Ethics. I think the legislature needs to adopt this for themselves, but they didn't do it. They require us to do it.
I second that.
Now, what I have done is I have checked with just about everybody in all directions, Rice Beach, checked with the City of Wilmington, County Commissioner. Nobody has adopted this thing. They're all looking at it and pondering and deciding and what have you. This has to be adopted by January of next year by law. So what I have done is I have taken the paper drawn by the Institute of Government, and I've gone through a lot of their recommendations and what have you, and I drew out what I thought was necessary and proper to put in here, and I hope that y'all have read it. This actually, what it does is saying that board members should act with integrity and independence from proper influence and kind to one another and be kind to the general public is blah, 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 blah. That's what and I present it to you, your approval.
We've had this for 2 weeks now.
Yes.
For review. Does anybody have any questions for Andy about this?
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion is approved. If you'll prepare this for signature, Madam Clerk. And we're the first one to adopt. Okay.
Where's our violation paperwork?
Yes. Is there anything else to come before this council tonight?
Yes.
Two items.
Right. And a what?
Number 10 and number 11.
I've lost my pen. Request to use the town logo. Yeah. We have a citizen who has requested the use of the town logo on a post that he's going to buy from the folks that have made this mock-up for us. Norman Tanaki, they live at 605 South 3rd Avenue. They have a large yellow house down there. You probably know his wife. She works at the Pierview restaurant. What's council's wishes?
Isn't that Tony's?
That's him.
No, Norman's wife.
I'm for it myself.
I like Jim's suggestion that this should be something available.
There's been a question as whether that was adopted by the previous council. And so has this council, are we going forward, that is going to be the design from now on, or are we going to go to a committee of sign committee from everybody, all the different chairmen, and decide what the future of we're going to look like?
Well,
we need to agree that that's going to happen before we start this on
what Norman wants is permission to use the town logo, the town seal, which is part of this design. He wants us, our permission, to use the town of Gary Beach's.
But what I'm saying, that's starting to, that will change the town. If everybody gets on this and starts doing that, we're changing the town. Now, is that what are we going to do? So then the signposts are going to match that, or do we do something else? Because the next, all these signs, every committee has been talking about signs, and we need to get decide for sure what the town's going to look like. That's like a P&Z, let's get some planning. You can pull it out there.
Cool.
And that's all I want to be is consistent. I've been on this for 10 years now, trying to get consistent so the town, so this would be a first step. We're saying that's going to be the new sign for the whole town.
Well, as I remember, that was adopted. Yes, yes.
I don't know, what do you mean by the new sign? That was adopted as a placard, you know, as a statue,
as a
post for signage and that kind of thing. I didn't know that, and I hope when we're talking about allowing this gentleman to use the sign that we're not indiscriminately allowing that seal to be used, but only on this type of application.
That's why he's came before the council to ask for our permission to use exactly what you got in front of him. Andy?
Well, I'm not going to probably.
Well, one thing that I wanted to bring to your attention is house numbering is required by law. House numbering has to be in a specific place according to our ordinance. That's for the purpose of public safety, fire, police, and what have you, ambulance. If you're going to change into these things, then you're going to have somebody go around and say, this is, you put it right here, you put it right here. They all might be uniform. Where these poles, when they stick them in the yard, will not be uniform. Whereas now, what you have as far as numbering is required to be over your front door.
Well, they could also have two sets of numbers.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is if I kept my numbers over my garage and put that in my front yard, that would just be an addition to
it. Right.
But then again, you will have to have somebody to make sure that they're not stuck in a right of there.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom.
Originally, when Brax came with this fuller, this was supposed to be for Atlantic Avenue. One was going to go on the beach side, and one was going to go on the street side. That number is not the street number. That number is the number of our entrances to our beach accesses. That was never made, or the intent was to put it in front of people's houses as numbers for their houses. That was meant for the beach and all the public entrances, so the numbers would be visible at both ends. That's what that was designed to do, just so you know.
So what you're saying is what we have here really is not what we're discussing tonight. I mean, this was for a different application.
That was for Atlantic Avenue That was for Atlantic Avenue when we had money left in the grant. And then when we lost the money for the grant, that's why none of the signage on Atlantic Avenue was done. But we had a company from Rags come and give us a price, and then we brought another company in to give us a price. So we were still in between two companies with prices. But then it got a little ugly with signage, so that's when Chuck was saying maybe get all the chairpersons together to decide of what kind of signage and if you're going to do these posts or not.
That's all well and good. What this gentleman is asking us for, since the town has registered this, which it is registered now, is to be able to put, to buy a post from Rags and put it in his yard. That's all he's asking for.
Well, if I may, what I'd like to do is suggest, I mean, we've got the next item that Barry put on to talk about the sign and the sign mm-hmm. committee and how we get past where we are right now. For this specific thing, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Mr. Tanucci's request to use the town logo on a post that he's going to erect in his yard, subject to the following limitations. Number one, that it not exceed the size of the logo displayed on the sample in town hall. that it not be used for any commercial or other inappropriate uses, and that the erection of that post not conflict with the house numbering requirements existing in the town ordinance. Does that cover everything?
Yes.
And that way we can let this man have an answer, and then we'll deal with the rest of it.
Let me see if you can do it.
Yes, sir. But it doesn't replace the actual house number.
Why do you have to answer this guy now? Why can't you talk about the sign? I don't think you should jump right in and say, yes, we can put this in our yard. I think we need to. It's not a life or death thing that he has approval tonight for that.
Well,
it was a big deal. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of setting a big precedent.
All we're doing is the man has asked us if he can put up a post in his yard with a house number and the town logo on it. We're not saying that you have to do that. We're not saying that, you know, and we're not saying that that takes the place of any other signage we already have in the ordinance. For some reason, he just wants to put it in there. I mean, he could erect that in his yard right now, Debbie, as long as he left the town logo.
Exactly. Right.
So all we're doing is saying, okay, if he wants to put the town logo on it, why not?
Well, I mean, y'all put a new ordinance out last year, whatever, when we were doing the festival thing, about being careful with using the logo and the seal.
That's why he's brought it.
Not jumping right into this.
No, that's why he's brought it to town, because he asked what channels he should follow to get permission to do that, and he's followed those channels.
Well, this is the logo, this is the town seal, correct?
Mm-hmm. No. Is that the logo? Yeah.
That's like what you have to put the letters. But what I was trying to get across to you, gentlemen, that really isn't approved yet. I mean, the gentleman could go to Rags and get that done, but he might be the only one in town with that, because we might go to another company that has a different format altogether.
Exactly, Tony. And what I'm saying is that the gentleman has asked us if he could use the town logo on there. He could put the post up now. All he's asking is, can we put the town logo on there? I'm saying, as long as it doesn't conflict with any of our other ordinances, why not? And we're not saying that it's required. We're not saying that that's the pattern. All we're saying is this gentleman happens to like the idea and he wants to do it.
Even if
so, I can hang the logo over my garage.
If you ask permission,
a logo here, a logo there.
Well, even if we get done with this discussion, we have everything settled. We know exactly what we're going to do with all of our signage and everything. And he wants to do something different. It's his, and we give him the permission for the logo or the seal, whichever he wants. He can do that anyway.
Yeah, if you give him permission to use that.
Yeah.
Right, that's the whole thing to me. I just think you should be careful with
people. I agree, and I'm just curious what you think will be the harm that will result if he puts that up in his yard.
I don't think there's any harm in it. I just think you become careless with the logo/seal. I mean, that, you know, for corporations, that's your lifeblood. You really protect that. In all aspects, and I think you're going to approve it for this post, or you're going to approve it next week to paint it on my garage, or you're going to paint it the next week to put on my horse's saddle, or, you know, what's the...
The front of the saddle or the rear end of the saddle? that would have some bearing on our approval.
What are we going to use today? Who is going to use it in the
future?
That's my question. I mean, what is going to be...
That's why I worded my motion to say that we would stipulate that it's a non-commercial use for display in front of his house only, and that it not exceed the size that's on that sample. I mean,
he just wants to buy a post just like that, and he has one of the nicest, neatest yards.
Y'all in council, I voted for you. Okay.
Are we going to talk?
Sounds like you're having second thoughts.
Would you like to continue this into discussion about the ad hoc committee? Or do y'all want to let the man have permission to use the town seal, Mr.
We got a motion?
You got a motion before.
Well, we said we may continue.
Nobody seconded
yet. Nobody seconded?
Do I have a second?
Sorry.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 No.
I didn't ask for nays yet. You thump your hearing aid? 4-1. Let the man put the post. We have another independent thing. Okay.
This end of the table.
Barry, would you like to start with your assigned ad hoc committee?
Well, yes, we've been talking about it for quite some time, and P&Z has been speaking about it somewhat informally with beautification, and I've talked about it with Chuck about forming an ad hoc committee to get some sort of a standardization for our signs and where we're going to erect them, et cetera, et cetera, and to make sure that they're uniform with what Mr. Allen there and P&Z have to allow. But what I'd like to propose is, much like we did some of our other committees, is compromise it up of members of the different committees that have some input as to where signs should be placed.
Signs should be placed, or
right,
or what type?
No, or what type? Type.
Yeah, the shape, the placement.
Well, the shape or placement, or
okay.
I mean, we have Chuck's committees. Beautification and
what's more important is that we need Dennis, Sonny, and P&Z.
Correct.
I mean, that's
I mean, we have to compromise it of both citizens and staff.
And what is your recommendation, Mr. Never?
Which any other committees besides those two?
Yes, beach protection.
So what you're suggesting is...
And your Parks and Recreation getting ready to put signs up probably for your golf and for all these different things. You think that would be somebody should attend?
Well, I don't have a member here tonight, but their signs, what they had recommended, will have their selling a service with a sign, and they have adopted a format that they can bring before council. But their signs will have to be movable, immovable, and they are about an 80 mil aluminum sign.
Well, we have the same movable sign issue with beach protection.
Well, none of these will be seen from the street, so...
Well, beach protection is only seen from... I'm just trying to get it all somewhat under one house.
Well, then you
temporarily, until we get something
Parks and Recreation, but... Yeah, Parks and Recreations will have to be a practical use. What they had suggested was using the post to be pickled to match the same color and shades of the post in front of us. But their sign will go on top of it.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of like what we were talking about doing with these stop signs.
Mm-hmm. And so they thought they were.
I don't know that would be a problem whatsoever.
I don't think it would be a problem at all. But
I just think we need to have
them. We'll include a member on there, then put Parks and Rec on there.
I got it. So we're going to ask P&Z, the Shoreline Access and Parking Committee, the Beautification Committee, the Beach Protection Committee, and the Parks and Recreation Committee to designate one of their members to serve on this ad hoc committee. And we're also going to ask Dennis and Sonny and John Batson to participate. The earliest that they could meet would be subsequent to their next committee meeting. Candace?
Sometimes I think I might be, I might have too good of a memory. Just to get this straight, okay, we can go back and listen to the tapes and so forth. Tim Fuller, when you were mayor, you gave this job to the Beautification Committee to do, and you've been trying to do it for years and years and years. Last year, I believe it was in October, I can't verify for sure the month, but just for those of you who are new, but three of you were here then, we had a presentation by the people from RAGS, the
council voted on the spot that they loved this design and a whole scheme of things for the town. And they voted to pay the company $750 for the design scheme for the whole town. Now, Tony is arguing that his guy can do it cheaper, and it would be made of some other material. I'm not sure that if we went back to the rags people and said make it out of plastic, that they would, that the other company would still be cheaper. And we're talking apples and oranges here. And the reason we never proceeded, not only did we lose all the money, but no one would ever tell us what signs had to be where, on the beach side or the street side of Atlantic Avenue, at the street corners. No one would ever tell us how tall they had to be, how high off the ground, etc. So we have been doing this for years in response to Tim Fuller's request, and through the death of the first person who was in charge of doing it. So if you want to get a new committee and start over, that's perfectly fine. But somebody already proved this and paid $750 for this design. Not for the company to make the signs, but for the design.
Have they produced the design?
Yes.
So we actually have somewhere.
Well, there is a starting point, I guess, is what we want. What I take it as, right?
I'm sorry.
With the design, I mean, we have a starting point to go forward with, correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Their design work was a background for Atlantic Avenue.
No, it included the whole town.
Yeah.
And we talked about what had to happen on 421 because you have to have knockaway posts because it's a highway. So the posts have to be special. The ones they have right now are metal and they're ugly as sin, but maybe that's, since we can't afford anything, maybe we're going to be stuck with those. But new signs have gone up on 421, and no one's even, you know, thought to question that there is this idea already there. And the sign design was for the whole town.
Well, you have to remember, 421 belongs to the state, not the
exactly.
state. Not state.
Yeah.
They only regulate everything on 421.
They do, but they don't care what you're, I mean, believe me, design people know what the DOT requires.
Well, I withdraw my motion then, because I think before...
Well, now, wait a minute, hold on here. Now, all of a sudden, we're going back.
No. Let him finish talking.
Go ahead. Finish.
My point is if the council has already approved a design scheme, don't we need to know about that? Are you familiar with the design scheme? Do you know what they suggested?
Yes, I everybody that was on the council here at the time was given the design scheme.
And so y'all did approve it?
Yes, and we approved it, as Candace said, with that in mind. Okay, and that was just the general scheme along with some other recommendations, etc. But what we've got the design scheme, we've got, and it's all, again, as it seems to happen all the time, again and again, everything just came to a halt. Okay? And this is an attempt to get it off and running again, to get one person from each of the concerned committees to commit and help put together what it is we need to move forward with all this science, and not put it on the back burner again. You know, we have P&Z working on a sign ordinance that is supposed to be somewhat coordinated with beautification and everything, every other sign that we have going on in the town, and we've got nobody talking to each other.
So,
I mean, we're sounding like Washington.
Has P&Z got a copy of the sign that we adopted? So that would be the first thing that needs to be done with P&Z. Mary, you're the liaison.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Changing out street signs and stuff really doesn't pertain to P&Z.
I signed on as the case as a commercial property. And it's no need, it's all commercial. That's what the sign on is in chapter 19, whatever it is. It doesn't say, we have no control over what you want to do with stop signs, what you want to do with street signs, what you want to do with town signs. That's a beautification thing. If they have a plan, they need to bring the plan back, and they need to peer down a little bit, because to me it sounds like they're changing all our stop signs out in the town like they're a little pie in the sky, like, you know, burying power lines. Maybe you just pare it down and you know, maybe with B1 you change the town signs to, you know, where the tourists, where the foot traffic is, the pedestrian traffic. Maybe that gets beautified first, and then you work on the rest. But if there's already a plan, don't they bring it back and revisit it? P&Z doesn't really have a lot of input.
Yes,
the only
thing
I've heard P&Z would be involved in would be the, you know, you said that.
I didn't know he wasn't finished, Karen. I'm sorry. Yes, Karen.
You know, this all sounds nice, but you've already passed the budget. We're going to get $350 per post to put any place.
Well, I think the original plan, if I remember right, was to replace them as needed.
It wasn't going to be going through and changing every sign. It was putting the new ones as needed, etc.
Atlantic Avenue, but we ran out of money.
Karen, we did include a nominal amount of money in the committee budgets. We had asked the committees to give us recommendations on things that they wanted to go forward with. And so we included in the budget $10,000 as sort of seed money to start some of those things. And we could use that for some of it. It wouldn't cover a lot of signs, but that is in the budget, anticipating this discussion.
Originally, the grant we got from CAMA for Atlantic Avenue had money in it for replacing signs, but that somehow fell through the cracks when some of the CAMA permitting papers were not submitted on time.
Well, I don't know, and I guess I'm directing this to Alan. Why wouldn't P&Z have any interest in signs or any of the signs that not only encompass the B1 business district, but all of the signs throughout the town?
They're planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning.
No, what Alan is saying is that P&Z does not regulate stop signs, right, directional signs, street signs, any of those signs. So right, to the extent that we're talking about changing the post for stop signs, it has nothing to do with P&Z.
I got you.
Now, what they're dealing with is if Tommy wants to change the sign at Jack Mackrell's, then he has to meet the ordinances that they've drawn up. But if we're putting up signs to mark the beach accesses on Atlantic Avenue, it does not have anything to do with P&Z. If we're putting up stop signs at 60...
I don't know about that. They have to conform to P&Z's regulations.
No, sir. Our zoning ordinance doesn't regulate stop signs.
I'm not talking about stop signs. I'm talking about the other ancillary signs, like you just mentioned. Okay, you mentioned beach access signs,
right,
correct? That's not a stop sign.
I know, but it's not regulated by
the size and strength of the sign.
No. The town could put up a 5,000 square foot sign on town property and they couldn't say squat about it because it's not covered by our ordinance. As a matter of fact, our zoning ordinance specifically exempts the town from any of our regulations.
So the town could build a 100-story condominium?
That would be good.
Oh, okay.
Because that's not...
I'm just learning.
That's overruled by the state.
That's covered by the state statute. Yeah.
So. I'm just learning.
We all are, Barry. But I think... So what is it that you... I'm coming at this... Candace says we already have a signed scheme. We have a design. We have recommendations for what all of these signs would look like in the short meeting. So what is it that you want this committee to do?
Well, apparently I was under the impression, or I was led to believe, that...
Is there a cobbler in the house?
There may be.
Well, I want to hear what Barry was led to believe first.
I was under the impression that beautification was no longer going forward with any signs, okay? And I was also told by Miss Candace and Ken, and we discussed it with Chuck, that we needed to move forward on this sign issue. Now, if we don't need to move forward, that's fine. Let's just let it drop like we do all the other things. I mean, you know, make up your mind, Candace. Are you going to defer and let's find out what do you want to do?
Okay. Candace, go ahead.
At the last council meeting I attended, which must have been in April, it was brought to the attention of the council that various people around town were putting up signs. We don't know who, we don't know how they get there. They just appear. And they weren't following what the council had recommended.
Private signs?
I thought I had brought it up two or three times. I wanted to decide who was in charge of signs because there was some confusion between the committees as to whether beautification was in charge. I asked them if that's Nathan in charge. Now, did we ever do that? I don't think so.
I don't know that beautification was. I don't know that anybody had been made in charge of signs.
That's why I said the committee, so at least. We wouldn't put one committee against another. We would create a committee that would be in charge. That's where I came from.
Okay, but the issue with Barry is only the question of trying to get people who put up new signs not to put up the old signs.
Y'all confused.
I'm a little confused.
Just take an example tonight. Okay. What Candace is saying is when we authorized Paul to put up those two signs on 6th and J, that we should have stipulated that those signs had to conform with the sign scheme that the council approved. That's, I think, what Candace is trying to tell us.
Okay, but we vacillated, and son of a gun, if we didn't get regular old white posts.
Well, would you rather spend the money if we got the white posts laying there, Barry?
I don't know. You know, you tell me. Here we are. We're
as tight as this budget is. I would tell you that if we already have the materials, we'll use those first. When those materials wear out and we have to replace them, then we can pick up this. But
well, let's get on some program or some schedule to start doing something instead of sitting around here and looking at that sign for months and months and months and not doing a lesser thing.
Are you through?
I'm ready for now.
When it came to Atlantic Avenue, that's where the sign really came into effect. What they have is the rip sign, the camera signs, and they didn't like the fact that they were metal. They wanted to decorate them in a wood frame and make them prettier than what they are. They're just metal signs, but in that case. But with that, due to the fact that the money was tight and they were talking about different signs in town. The DOT does do for Fisher, so we have no regulation on that. But the other signs in town would be regular metal signs that are standard in the sign industry. And to say, as for instance, if we do the P signs in town, we were going to buy posts in the P signs and put them in for the parking area. We cannot afford to buy those kind of posts to put those on the signs.
Wait a minute, excuse me.
Are you?
Go ahead.
You know, that's how that all came about. I understand what they want to do is, as they put up new signs, conform to the new regulations. But there are no new regulations on board yet. It's still open. It's an open town. There's no rules yet. And what Candace was talking about with them putting in signs, they were replacement signs that Sunny puts up. In other words, some of the signs that had no dogs allowed, the sand beat them, and then when they were giving out tickets, they were complaining that there was no signage there. So Sunny went back and reinstalled new signs that he had in stock and put up a new no dog on the beach sign. And the rip current signs, some of the signs that are so bad, he upgrades. That's how these new signs come about. And they're going back on the old posts.
No, they're on plain posts.
Well, plain posts, but because there's nothing in the town of Curie Beach yet that says in law that
If we're going to put up a new sign, we're going to put up a new 4x4 or a new 6x6 in writing, and that's what we're going to do. There's nothing in writing for that.
So Candace's recollection that the town council approved some sign scheme, you're saying that's not the case?
They approved the design, but at that point, as SLAP, I said, well, that's only one company that we got an approval for. That's why I brought the other company in to get us different
prices.
Let's separate purchasing the signs from a design scheme.
The design, well, that gentleman that I got went by Rags's list, right, and they designed a different type of sign and different type of post, not out of wood, out of a composite. So at that point, everything did die because money was tight.
Money wasn't tight, Tony. Let's get that point cleared up.
Yeah.
Money wasn't tight. We thought we were going to get $18,000, but yes, because of a technicality, all the money was gone. So that's why we didn't put up signs.
And then what we were then waiting for a new budget to see
what was going to come about. I can see where some people, again, we're getting back away from organizing our ad hoc committee. I keep hearing SLAP and beautification. Here they are arguing amongst themselves as to what is the signs and everything else, and we haven't even gone forward on a committee yet to even put together a bunch of them.
I think,
how the hell are we going to come up and approve a sign or even find out any more about what those things cost?
Well, I remember approving the design. I remember that too. And that's in some way.
Couldn't we make that the first order of business for the new ad hoc committee, is to find out where we've already done and where to go from there?
You mean I have to get off of my soapbox?
She fell off of there a while back.
I guess if y'all recollect having approved.
Yeah, there was a design concept and we approved.
Okay. Shouldn't it now the council just say, we've approved this, and from now on, any new directional signs or regulatory signs that are put up, and just pick us, like Atlantic Avenue, because apparently that's where it was originally conceived, that any of the new signs that are put up on Atlantic Avenue by the town, and you know, regulatory signs, directional signs, have to comply with this design scheme.
Well, that's, you're about 60% there. What we approved was a framework design with a background. We didn't approve each individual sign. What we approved was a concept of like a gateway signage when you went across to beach accesses. I think right now we're all wasting a lot of time and energy. We need to pull up the concept, and we've got it here in town hall. If we're not, I'm sure the lady from Rags has it.
And Ken has it.
Yeah, I mean, first thing we need to do, and if you would like to set up an ad hoc committee to study this, then that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, this is only a temporary committee to get it through
this dead horse about enough tonight.
To get it moving.
Okay, so what would be the mission statement of this ad hoc committee?
To be comprised of all the...
Now, who's going to be on it? What are they going to do?
They are going to finish the design and implementation and recommend to the council a design to go forward with and implement for future signs.
Are they going to reference or are they going to use what the council has already approved?
I would hope we would start there.
It's redundant if it's already been done.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
If we're going to do the same thing again, it can't be too redundant because we've got two committee members, arguing between themselves.
I think the mission statement would be to, using the sign design that the council has already adopted, to find a common sense way to segue that into the future signage for the town.
Heaven forbid we use common sense in that.
Well, that's... We're not using a whole lot up here tonight.
Lori.
Yes, Lori.
Why don't you decide, instead of creating another committee that they can't agree on anything?
Boss, make a decision.
It's going to take another 5 years to come up with a solution.
Well, no, she's got a good idea.
Well, I mean, in that case, it would be as simple as asking somebody to find this RAGS presentation.
Chuck and I are already tied up.
but Chuck's in beautification, and they know all about that.
Well, since Mr. Nelson seems to be the most vocal commissioner about this item, why don't we turn it over?
He's already in charge of signing. I did that last night.
Okay, Barry, I make a motion that Barry find the design work that's already been approved by council from the RAGS sign company, bring it back to council with his recommendations. All in favor? Or do I have a second? All in favor? Aye. Barry, you got it.
And can we stipulate that it's at our next meeting?
At our next meeting. Thank you.
We don't want it to
as
fall
long as we don't have side. Another meeting in between.
Anything else to come to us, Council? Anything else to come? Yes, ma'am.
I'm
going to
be a devil. Sign. Y'all are going to put someone this sign in their yard, and does that include the Little Town Seal? Do they have to buy it from this company so they will all look alike?
No.
So I can go home and get me one of these whatevers, and I can chisel out what I think looks like this seal and paint, and that's okay.
His letter specified that he would buy the sign designed by that company.
Okay, well, I don't think y'all said that in your...
I didn't read it. About his letter, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you said that it had to be
I think
specific.
It was.
You got a woodburning kit?
I have a woodburning kit.
Would you like to have a cottage industry designing?
I believe it one time.
I still don't feel comfortable with this. Only because I did a lot of work with JCPenney with protecting their logo. I had independent contractors. And we, as JCPenney, we had to...
Jacques Padet.
We directed them where to get their signs that had to be... our sign, our JCPenney sign, not one that I can go this company, this company, this company here. That's my only thing is protection of them. And everybody's
looking alike. Okay, well, I would like to make a second motion that we limit Mr. Tanucci's approval to something that looks exactly like that.
Can I read his letter real quick? Debbie, let me read this for you. It says, this is from Norman. I am asking permission to use the town logo on the street sign post. The post will be the same as the one in Town Hall that we installed, and it gives his address. So he's going to duplicate that. Okay? I don't know if we need to re-regulate anything. All right. The last thing to come before council tonight, Mayor Pro Tem. The independent commissioner is now speaking.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the separation document signed by the town clerk. Previous town clerk, Casey Fraley, regarding her severance package.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
So moved. Anything else to come before the council this time? Do I have a motion to adjourn? Mayor, you do.
I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor, single say yes. We're out of here. Come on.
This.
Motion that Dean is hungry for every meeting then.